Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Core Values with the All Consuming Podcast. Today we're doing Core Values number 11.
That's right.
And I'm glad you're still here, Tyler. But I have a crazy story to tell you before we start.
I'm ready.
So I've been doing like a yard work project, whatever. You know, springtime's here. We're having nice sunny days once in a while. I went to go turn on my sprinklers, right? I was talking to my buddy, and he's complaining about how he just turned on his sprinklers and his, like his double check, what are they called? So it's basically the part of the water system that prevents like your water from going back into the city water.
Yeah.
So backflow preventer, that's the word.
You guys have city water, no irrigation?
No, it's, yeah, city water.
Oh, interesting.
So anyway, yeah, I was talking with my friend, Spencer, and he just turned on his sprinklers and his backflow preventer cracked on the bottom, right? And so he's like taking it apart, buying parts, like getting it replaced. And I was like, boy, that sucks. I'm glad I don't have to deal with that. So as I'm doing my yard work, I'm like, you know what? I should probably turn on the sprinklers because it's like 70 soon. Mm-hmm. And so I turned on my sprinklers and dude, just as soon as I open up the water, it just sprays straight down. Almost the same spot as my friends. And I'm like, dude, what are the odds? Like how did I manage to like break it the exact same way as him?
That's
anyway, interesting. It sucked. It wasn't that big of a deal. It's just it would have leaked water and it would have cost money over time and it would have gotten worse over time. So I was looking at like YouTube videos how to replace it and I'm man, I hate plumbing. Like I hate water. I hate digging dirt and rocks. So I called a guy, which I don't ever do. And they came out and they busted it out with three dudes in like 2 hours. And they just replaced the whole thing because anyway, it would have been a pain. Would have been a pain if I had to do it. And the problem with mine is like on both ends it was copper pipes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I would have had to cut a copper pipe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I'm not doing that. So he took all that out, put in new stuff, and then you know I had to go to our community group, our Bible study for church. And they just finished on their own, and they texted me, and they're like, hey, we finished. If you have anything, any questions, take a look at it in the morning. Looked at it in the morning. It was spraying again.
Oh, no.
But further down the line where my sprinkler box is, which is PVC, but the joints on the PVC were just, like, cracked. And it was just spraying. And I'm like, man. So I called them again, and I was like, you know, hate being that guy. But I was like, you know, these things are breaking. He's like, oh, we'll be there. We'll see you in 20 minutes.
And they came back that fast.
They came back and they replaced all that with a new thing and they didn't charge me any money. And so.
Wow.
Yeah, that was great.
Dude, here's the crappy part. Now, I have a few unpopular opinions about lawns in general. But number one, I replaced my filter a few years back that goes from my irrigation to my sprinklers. And I did it myself. And I would go to Home Depot, get what I needed.
Filter?
And like the whole like water filter, because ours comes directly from the river, right? You get all this gunk and stuff. And so there's like a big filter, then it goes into our system. But anyways, went and redid the whole thing, right? And inevitably, I come home and I don't have the exact right size. So I got to go back. Then I don't have the right size again. Then I got to go back to Home Depot again. And it's like four trips.
Dude, just buy all the sizes.
And I, yeah, exactly. And by the end of it, like I have a bunch of different sizes and pieces I don't need. And I did it the wrong way. And so I had to take apart again and then put it back together. And finally, after 7 hours that would have just cost me a couple $100, I did it myself. Just so I can keep a lawn green in a semi-arid desert that never should even be green in the first place.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't understand why we have this, like, let's just go to a park. We don't need grass anymore. I'm so close to rocking my freaking grass that, like.
Just move to Arizona.
Dude, I want to. My buddy, he literally just put rocks in his front yard because his HOA doesn't care. My HOA, I think they would, like, I don't know, crucify me or something.
They probably would. They would, oh, yeah.
But, like, I just don't get it. Like, I think it's a boomer thing. I know you're kind of a yard guy.
I love my yard, man, dude.
I don't understand it. I don't get it.
I don't know.
People are allergic. Aren't you allergic to grass?
I am.
You love your grass?
I hate it. I don't want to step on it. I just want it to be green and look good.
Why?
Because it looks good.
No,
I like,
it looks good because we tell ourselves it looks good.
Because I worked hard on it.
wore bowl cuts in the 90s and they thought that looked good too, Gary. Yeah, I had a bowl cut.
Nobody worked hard.
I look back at my childhood and I see my bowl cut and I'm like, what were you thinking, Mom? Right?
Well, I don't know what to tell you though. So for me, if I'm living in, you know, the suburbs, I want to have the perfect grass, the good yard, because that's how it's supposed to look like in that area, right? I don't know. That's how we've been conditioned. If I lived in the woods or whatever, I'd be like, grass, yard?
Yeah.
Why? Like, we're just going to walk through it and make a trail, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I could see, like, you know, killing plants and bushes and stuff to get them down low so that you can see and, you know, keeps it clear. But I don't know. It just looks good.
My neighborhood that I live in has three parks that we pay for through our HOA. And we all still have to have grass for our kids. What? Why? Yeah. And you know what happens with the grass?
Ask your kids if they want to roll in the grass or if they want to go roll in some pea gravel that cats use as cat litter.
You know what happens with grass, though, Gary? It grows, and then every single week I got to mow it. And then I got to fertilize it, and then you got to keep the weeds out of it. And if you're lucky, you're not going to get crabgrass because then you got to like deal with that. Mm-hmm. You know? And it's just this whole big hassle.
I hear your complaints. I do. I just
don't get them.
Yeah, but when you're on top of it and like it looks good. Do you have the best looking yard on your street, or are you just like, I don't care what their yards look like?
Very middle of the road. Like, I just got to make sure I'm better than like the neighbor across the street, and I'm good.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's my rant. I just don't get yards. Like,
I guess if you buy your house and it has a good yard and it's just like, I just have to maintain it. Right. There's not a lot of reward in that. Which I did. You know, I bought my house on a street with an HOA and everything's perfectly done. There's a company that came and I'm like, I got it. Yeah. You know, don't mow this yard. But like on the flip side, if you got a house where the yard was just trash and there's no grass at all and you worked hard to like reset everything, plant new seed, and you got these plants, grass growing that's yours, you know, I don't know. There's just a lot of reward in being like, yeah, I maintain this. I make it look like this. I am doing this. Like, without me, I know what it looks like. You know?
That's true. I guess. I just don't see that reward. My dad, like, we used to live in my neighborhood. We used to live in the same neighborhood back a few years ago. And he'd drive by, you know, and it looks like you got a few weeds in your front yard, you know? I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know? Like, dude. I don't care.
Yeah, like, I know a guy. We call him.
I don't care. Like, and that's like the weirdest thing. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. If it was up to me, like, I would live in an apartment or like buy like some condo that you could lease. I don't care. Like, as long as they didn't have to deal with.
No way.
Like, my parents, they moved to like a retirement, not a home, but like a community. Neighborhood. Yeah, mm-hmm. Neighborhood to where they have a full yard and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it gets taken care of through their HOA. And then my wife just tells me, well, you can pay someone to do it. I can't. I'm 35. Do you know the judgment that would be thrown down on me if I'm paying somebody $40 a week to mow my lawn? Yeah.
Yep.
Anyways, rant over. Sorry. Let's get into these songs.
All right. Oh, geez. Well, that's what we're doing. That's right. All right. So got a couple songs today. Yeah. A lot of big names. A lot of albums dropped today.
Yeah.
But let's start with, I don't know, first one on my list. Memphis Mayfire released a new single. And so Matty Mullen said on Instagram that this song is a sign of things to come.
Okay.
Or like, this is the sound they're embracing now. I don't know. I also know that he's about to go on a big tour with Amberlin, and he's doing Amberlin stuff.
Cool.
So, don't know. I don't know what this means, but here we go. The song is called Chaotic.
I mean, that's pretty heavy. What I see is what I believe. So I like to
paint a picture madness in every streak to create the show. Kind of a step away from their previous album.
Well, let's see what happens, right?
is what keeps me sane. Under the silence.
I don't know. It sounds like this could be like a commercial song, like used on commercials for like a party or like football game pregame kind of thing.
It's not very chaotic. As much as he keeps saying,
he craves chaotic.
Oh, okay.
That's the problem. He wants it.
But I do want to say, Matty Mullins, phenomenal vocalist. He has great range.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Here we go. I don't know, pretty catchy.
Yeah.
I like it. I love Memphis Mayfire. I love their melody and like just their choruses, like just how he builds into that. But his screaming is also top notch. I love it. I never know what I want from them, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, here's the new Memphis Mayfire. I'm like, I don't know. I'll just listen and see what you give me. Because I really don't know. I like that.
I do like it too.
We got a blast.
There's your dubstep. It's fun. It's actually really fun. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's catchy. It's fun. Yeah.
And there's some heavy parts. And, like, the music stays fairly heavy most of the way. The singing, you know, is what gets kind of poppy.
Yeah. I feel like this is a very common sound with metalcore right now.
Absolutely.
You know, just those driving, low-toned guitars.
Yes.
And throw in occasional high riffs, breakdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, that song's going to be stuck in my head. I already know it.
Absolutely.
So up next is a band called Red Letter Rising.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they call themselves Christians, and they're a new metal band. So let's get that started. You see their album cover? It's got like a doll with,
oh yeah,
like a voodoo doll. He's got pins on him and a hat backwards. This supposed to be Limp Bizkit's hat.
It looks like Korn has that almost same little doll thing.
Mm.
I like it slow and cool.
Yeah, I think they're a solo project.
Oh.
New metal.
Very much so.
It kind of sounds like Brian Head Welch's Love and Death, you know? Like how Brian had watched things in that.
I dig this genre. I mean, new metal's great. So who are these? How did you hear about these guys?
Spotify told me. Spotify's like, hey.
Yo, check it out.
I wasn't even following them or anything. Like, I was like, okay. And I read their bio, saw a Christian new metal. They're on a bunch of other, like, Christian rock and hard rock playlists and stuff.
Cool. Nah, they're sweet, man. I dig it.
Yeah, so they had an album come out last year. So, but everything's very new with them. So this is a new single after that album. Kind of curious.
I do miss new metal. Yeah. And it's funny because, like, the new metal I listen to is not the new metal you listen to.
I know. We're very different.
Very different in the new metal genre. I guess we cross over a little bit in POD. That's where we touch fingers.
That's like my bread and butter of new metal. But.
I listened to Limp Bizkit like recently. I was like, dude, they were cool, man.
What about Pillar? Like early Pillar?
I didn't listen to Pillar until they covered that one song. That wasn't a Christian song, but made it Christian.
Color.
Whoa, heaven is lashing now.
Yeah. So many people were so upset when they did that.
They have like the very end of that song, they scream.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh boy, let's go.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fireproof is their new metal album. That's the one. That, like, when that came out, it was like the same year as like TFK Phenomenon.
Yeah.
And like both of those are just like turned me to a new metal kid when I was like, what was it, 12, yeah. 13 or 14 or something?
Yeah, what year was that roughly then? Like,
I don't know, 2001?
Yeah. That was a crazy time for music, for sure.
Maybe 2 or 3 or 4. I don't know. That was a long time ago, dude. So, moving up next. I'm going to just get it started. Band's called Light the Fire. The song's called Eulogy. I made a reel of them not too long ago, and I wished it did better.
Dude, talking about reels though, your little As They Dying Duck reel has gone off like 3 million. Yeah, dude.
Last week we talked about it, and I'm like, dude, we're about to break 2 million. Now we're at 3 million.
3 million plays.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, and it's bringing a lot of followers, so that's pretty cool.
Yep, and then we're gonna be like, check out this new episode, and everyone's gonna be like, unfollow. Awesome. So these guys don't consider themselves or label themselves as Christian, but these lyrics, very Christian.
I really like this style for sure. Kind of reminds me of Parkway Drive a bit.
Old Parkway. This is like an outcry to God. Yeah, they have like two vocalists, it sounds like. And yeah, the one that screams really low, like, he kind of reminds me of Nodes of Ranveer.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't... Right there.
I love that. Dude, for sure Christian lyrics.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, these guys are from Dallas, Texas. For fans of Counterparts, Being as an Ocean, Straight from the Path, Wage War, The Ghost Inside, and No Bragging Rights.
Cool.
This was the part I put in the reel. With Spider-Man crying.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Super emotional.
Yeah,
it's great. Bring me down, build me. Make me transparent. Rip me clean.
kind of has like that idle threat.
Yeah.
So I know you like group shouts. What about group singing?
Yeah, that's cool. Kind of nostalgic a little bit. Like, it feels like maybe a little, like, earlier type of music. I like it.
Yeah, I'm always a fan of the songs that, you know, tug at your heartstrings.
Yeah.
Their other song is really good. A bit heavier than this one.
Bass.
Bump bump the end. Pretty sweet.
Oh yeah, that's cool, man.
More people need to get into them because I really like them and I want to see them
light the fire.
Light the fire. Yeah, we didn't even get to talk about their art cover with the house. I don't know.
What's the most famous house cover art ever?
Do you know the answer, or are you asking to see if I know?
Only one I can think of is American football. But it's like Midwest emo. I can't, I don't know. I don't even know why I asked you the question.
What about Eminem's album?
Oh, that's a good one. Which one is that? What album is that one?
Dude, his first one, right?
Is that what
Marshall Mathers?
I don't know a discography. I don't know Eminem's discography,
dude. If I say it, you'll know it.
I know his that first song, like
the Real Slim Shady.
No, before that, there's an album, or maybe a song. My name is what? My yeah. name is
yep.
Slim Shady. Back when I thought Eminem was just a funny guy.
Is that the Marshall Mathers LP?
No way.
No, I don't think it's on Spotify, dude.
Has to be.
I got the Slim Shady LP with him on a dock.
I think that's it was a Slim Shady.
Was it? Anyway, we were going back 25 years here.
25 years? No way.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I was in elementary school.
Yeah, Jen was, so we, you know, we're like just, the kids are in bed. We're waiting to make sure that they're not going to leave their bed. So we can like go watch TV or whatever. So they're just scrolling through and she's like trying to come up with a playlist for her half marathon she's running tomorrow or in a couple days.
Yeah.
And she found like a 90s playlist, like songs from the school bus or something. And like, she's like, you know, this one? And it's like, you know, the most obvious, like, of course I do, you know, like. But some of them I haven't heard since I was on the school bus.
Right.
And it's like, geez, that's 25 years. Hi, yeah. Yay. Anyway, moving on.
Wild.
So here's a new song from Like Moths, plural, to Flames.
Heard of them? Couldn't tell you a song.
Really?
No.
I find that I like a lot of their stuff.
Right.
But I think I'm the same way. Like if I look at their album covers, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember. There's a good one, that one and that one. But, so this is like the fourth single released. They have a new album coming out next month. To be clear, they're not a Christian band. They don't claim that title.
Yeah.
This song's called Disassociative Being. Looks like it's a three-man band now.
Really? Like three performing band or like three and they have a drum machine?
Couldn't tell you. I'm trying to find more information.
Oh, well, they tour, obviously, so...
Yeah, I see them of the live picture here with four guys. Yeah, his scream, that high held, you know, that.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Memphis Mayfire.
Absolutely.
but these guys, man. Yeah, I like their music.
Yeah, this seems like right up your alley. This big style.
Spacey with electrical, or, you know, EDM metal kind of elements. And
clean metalcore, like.
Big production. Yeah.
Like, those guitars are just so tight, you know?
Yeah. Then you got a catchy chorus. That's cool. No breakdown, we're grooving.
Oh, I love that behind there. That guitar just a little bit
distorted in the. Yeah, I might be listening to this EP. You know, the four singles released before the album's out. Probably on this weekend on the drive.
Maybe this one. Like moss.
Boom.
Flames.
Yeah. I remember I really got into them in college, and I thought they were Christian for some reason. And then I remember they, like, released an explicit song, and I was like...
Isn't there another moth band?
Moth Altar?
Yeah, Moth Altar, that's it.
Yeah, they are a Christian band.
They are, yeah.
Yeah. They haven't done anything in a couple of years now. Hmm. So moving on. So up next, Lightworker. So Lightworker dropped their full length today. So
yeah,
you got the whole thing. How the Beautiful Decay is what it's called. 10 songs. And some people that I know, like from our Discord server, bought their vinyl, and they already got their vinyl. Ooh. They got it yesterday.
Did you buy it?
Yeah, but I didn't get it yesterday. So I guess I have to wait. I guess that's the joy of living on the East Coast next to all
right
this,
next to everything.
Know, yeah, where everything gets mailed from and packaged.
Dude, but Lightworker's dropped so many awesome singles so far, so I'm excited to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So this one I chose, right? So there's 7 songs I've never heard.
Yeah.
I chose this one because it features Wolves at the Gate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Fallujah. Is that how you say that?
Fallujah.
That's how I say it. So here we go. Let me press play. The song's called Mea Culpa.
So the whole band, Wolves at the Gate's on here.
I don't know. I guess.
A band combo.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We'll see who we hear. Maybe Joe Alarcon, their guitarist. Maybe he's doing some guitar work on it or something.
Great Lightning. Direction. Awesome. So, have you heard any other vocalists besides Joe?
And his other
clean.
Right there. Steve Cabucci.
There you go. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't tell if the vocalist of Fallujah was there too. And watch, I'm saying it wrong and everyone's gonna correct me.
Yeah! There we go. There's another one outside of Joe. This is fun. It's like Wolves at the Gate, but heavy, you know? I'm kidding, I'm joking. That's a joke. It's a joke.
Go get him, guys. Oh boy.
We're gonna get a breakdown in this? We're gonna get a breakdown? Tricksters. You darn tricksters. So cool.
What's that high pitch?
Whee! Something spooky.
Ooh. I wonder if that's the other guest band.
Yeah. Do you have any other guest vocalists or bands on the album?
Let me take a look. No.
This is it.
Man, the whole time the guitar is just going.
The whole time. Fun.
That's what I love. Man, I only have like 2 sips left of coffee.
You only got 2 sips of coffee? Got a whole left. Cup of coffee.
I drank all of it. Just sitting here drinking coffee and listening to metal. All right, up next, The Ghost Inside.
You put a Ghost Inside song on here for
me?
No,
they got. Well, I mean, not. I'm. Yeah, aww. Sure. Yeah, I did it for you, Tyler.
Thanks.
This is the only thing I did for you. So, the album just dropped today, right? And they had like, I don't know, 4 singles. But the album's called Searching for Solace. Despite their name, they're not a Christian band, to be clear. They don't label themselves that way. But I picked a song just based on some conversations I had on Discord as people were listening to it tonight. And some people were like, this is my favorite. And I listened and I was like, mine too. Yeah. So I chose the song Secret. Here we go.
Very,
this is more in that Gary genre of metalcore.
They're definitely, though, they've got like positive lyrics for the most part.
Yeah.
They do have, obviously, they have some cuss words or whatnot, but it's like nothing that's like crazy.
Nothing blasphemous.
I used to just love like Between the Lines, Engine 45, like their old stuff was like jam.
Yeah, they're like a metalcore band that they do a lot of, I don't know, punk?
Yeah, kind of. But it, like, a lot of breakdowns, you know? Like, back in the day, especially. But they had a pretty horrific, like, tour bus accident. Did you hear about that? And the whole thing went down. And, like, I'm pretty sure the drummer, like, got really hurt to where... I don't fully remember, but it was bad. Like, bad, bad. No escape from a never-ending haze. You're still blinded by the rain. Might have had people that were, like, were with the band that ended up dying or something.
Well, I'll look it up. Yeah, are they the ones that got hit by a dump truck?
They got,
or I think of a different band.
It might have been them, yeah.
Yeah, it left 2 dead and 10 injured. Their car accident.
wild.
It head on with a tractor trailer.
Jeez.
Brutal.
Pretty sure their song Aftermath is like kind of a song about that, pretty like intense emotional song.
Yeah, all five band members survived. Yeah, that was wild. When was that? 2015.
Yeah.
9 years ago now, dude. COVID didn't pause the years. But yeah, pretty catchy, nice, melodic.
Yeah.
Good guitar tones. Got some of those electronic.
Oh yeah, here now.
That might actually be the guitar. I don't know.
Picking.
The delay. Yeah, fun stuff. So 11 songs out.
Cool. Check that out.
Yeah, they're like they're up there with the Memphis Mayfire, Wage War, mainstream metalcore.
Yeah, I feel like their sound has changed a little bit, but you know, I mean. A lot of band sound changes as they get older and mature.
Yep. So up next, a band you've probably never heard of. I'm not lying. Taylor Swift. I picked a Taylor Swift song.
Do that.
So fun story. Nice. So her album dropped today, right?
Yeah.
The Tortured Poets Department.
Yeah.
Right. So apparently so many people were trying to listen to this right at midnight, you know, or 9 o'clock on our side, that it crashed Spotify servers in certain cities.
That's insane.
So like some guys in Florida are complaining on our Discord, like, nothing's loading, I can't listen to the new Ghost Inside, I can't listen
Swifties.
To this. And you find out, oh, it's because all those Swifties are staying up late to hear the new album. So I'm not a Swiftie. I listened to like 3 songs and I picked this one, and it's like a way different direction than what she's done.
Yeah.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So it's a lot
she
more
she dabbles song. In different genres.
But here, let's get started, hey, so we can get this over with.
For tonight, I did get my Taylor Swift Eras Tour cup that I'm drinking my iced coffee out of. So
apologies to all you metalheads who abhor Taylor Swift,
dude. Okay,
and you're welcome to the Tylers out there. That
I think the biggest thing when you look at a band or an artist, right? Mm-hmm. We have this genre that we stay in, this metalcore, hardcore scene, right? But we like to dabble outside of it sometimes. I feel like Taylor Swift has gone more like alternative folk pop. Alt pop, I don't know. And so I enjoy that more than her country stuff that she started with.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't like her poppy songs. The ones that are on the radio that are catchy and get stuck in your head and higher pitch. This album is like bluesy, lower register vocally. And it's kind of depressing.
Yeah, she went that way. Like, my favorite albums are...
Oh boy, here we go.
Folklore and Evermore. And they're literally like folk alt. Like, good stuff. Like, Bon Iver is on there, and he's, like, one of my favorite artists.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah.
You know.
This is way out of my wheelhouse. Like,
I do get why people don't like it, because she has kind of a formula, obviously, you know? And people like the formula. She puts on one heck of a show, and I saw her live, dude. Like, played for three and a half hours.
Yeah, but the amount of money from the amount of tickets sold to and the cost of the production, she still made bank.
Oh, like, dude.
She puts on crazy shows worth tons of money.
She's, you know, billionaire now, so Everyone made a big deal. Oh, there's a
Babylon Bee or someone said that Taylor Swift has made so much money, she's now a millipede or something like that. Like,
dude,
you know,
I saw this one thing where like all these like Swifty kind of left, you know, super left people are like, billionaires, ew, eat the rich, billionaires are so terrible. And it's like, headline, Taylor Swift becomes a billionaire, slay girl, you know, like, you slay girl. Like, it is kind of a double standard, but
yeah, for sure. You have to like the people with the money, right?
They're making a big deal that she paid her truck drivers or whatever like $100,000 or something. It's like, yeah, it's a lot of money, not for her though.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
but whatever, it's cool.
So what do you think of this song?
It's cool. It reminds me of her last album, sort of, Midnights, but it's good. I like
the lower tone of it.
Yeah.
And it's not all like high.
Yeah, I agree. I told my wife, I was like, okay, if we talk about Taylor Swift tonight, what do you want me to say about her? And she's like, well, just with this album, if you knew like her backstory, you just realize how much of a lyrical genius she is. And she's serious, you know, and she knows all about all that, so I'll take her word for it. I do appreciate, too, Taylor Swift writes her own music. She plays instruments. She's very talented.
Yeah.
So there is that.
I mean, yeah, there's a ton of popular mainstream musician artists, I won't say musicians, who don't, you know, they buy their songs.
Yeah. You know, the real question is, how many of our listeners have skipped this conversation?
I respect all of you.
I respect every single one of you that had put this into like 2x speed and they're just flying through this.
Yeah, wow. I just didn't know what to pick, and I didn't want to pick one with explicit, because then we have to list our episode as explicit. So
that is kind of tough. Like, it's hard to listen to her. Like, I can't listen to her in the classroom or like with my kids, because she likes to say F-bombs now, dude.
But she's a woman now.
Slay girl. You know, why not? Okay, yeah. Well, I really appreciate you adding that for me. It means you're a true friend, so.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping, like, I don't know, I was just curious the conversation would get out of that. But hey, everybody, new Taylor Swift. There's a solid 16 songs on there, and the shortest one is 2.5, and longest looks like it's 5:40.
Check it out, and if you don't, probably...
If you don't like it or you hate it, you know, blame Tyler. If you love it and you think it's great, you could thank me because I put it on here.
She was my top artist on Spotify last year, and
I know you like. Oh, everyone's like, Tyler, what's your top artist? What's your Spotify thing? And you're
not
like,
not telling you.
Oh, it's not working.
I don't. I gotta darn go look technology. At it again. I think it was like Taylor Swift, Turnstile, like August Burns Red or something. You know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Bluey made my top 10.
Dude, talking about releases, how did we not put a discussion about the new Bluey episode that dropped? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I did. I did. Jen and the boys watched it without me the night that I went to that Bible study or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, Jen's like, it's 30 minutes long. It's so good.
It is good. I'm
like, calm down. And Henry the next day is like, Dad, tonight we have to watch Bluey again. You missed it.
Dude, I got so sad.
Yeah.
So the premise is like they're selling their house. We don't fully know why. Like, Bandit's got a job, right?
He got another job in another city, and they have to
make more money, gonna have to move. But they made so many memories in their house. And so they're selling their house. The kids don't want to, right? Like, Bluey is out of the game.
Bluey doesn't. Bingo has no idea what selling your house means.
But then Bingo figures it out, and it's so sad, you know? Yeah. And she's out there trying to fix it.
Stop taking our stuff.
And eventually, like, and Chili, the mom's going along with it. But eventually, Bandit, like, whole thing goes down, their house doesn't go through with the sale, and he like pulls out the yards, the for sale sign, and like when Chili tackles him and you see her shoulders like going up like she's sobbing, I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm getting emotional right now, dude. Over a freaking cartoon. Like, oh yeah. It's so good. Bluey's great, man.
Yeah,
Bluey's
Jen great. Like kept looking back at me like, seeing if I was crying, and I'm like, I was close, but since you did that, you distracted me, and it tore the tension.
I can't think of a better, like, kids show in recent times has been released. Like, Bluey is so awesome.
I agree. It's great for the whole family.
Yes, absolutely. Cool. Well, there you go. That's the best release of the night right there, Bluey.
Yeah. All right. So that's it for our new releases for that section. Up next is the encore.
Ooh.
Provided by our patrons. I posted the list this morning, and I chose one of them because we were talking on Discord, and he liked our forklift song last week. And so this is Heavy Metal Prophet, and he's like, hey, if you like that one, you should listen to the John Candy. Have you heard of John?
I've heard of John Candy.
No, I'm pretty sure I've showed you this song like 2 years ago. So this is from 2022, I think. Double checking. Yep. The song is called The World is a Vampire and It Feels So Good.
Do you know that? So this is like Smashing Pumpkins.
No.
Oh. Do you know that song, Bullet?
So
Butterfly what, Wings?
So the John Candy is metalcore extreme something. I don't know what to call it. What do they call themselves? Let's do that before we actually press play. Because I don't think we'll be able to talk because there's just so much going on in these songs.
Whoa, really?
It says the John Candy has been described as many things. A nostalgia machine, an embarrassment, sample core. That's probably what I would call it.
So
he grabs samples from movies and other songs and puts them in the song.
You think they sample Smashing Pumpkins in this? The World is a Vampire.
Okay, that one line, yes. Perfect. It's in there.
I'm in, but baby.
There's Paramore. There's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, there's tons. Nostalgia core, tribute core, confusing, a boy band, the girl talk of metal, and the most original, non-original group currently in music. The John Candy is whatever you want it to be. So there's your description. They go all over the place, but their vocalist, like, he's got really good screams and growls in there. But let's get started now that I've like built the premise and everyone's like, oh, what are we gonna hear? Are you ready?
John Candy. Well, they had me at John Candy. He's one of my favorite actors, man, of all time. All the right, polka king of the Midwest. Are you kidding me?
The polka king of yeah.
All right, anyways, let's go.
Here we go.
Excuse me.
Arnold.
I'm going to introduce myself. My name is John Kimball. I love my car.
What? You've shown me not this song, but you've shown me one of their songs.
It might have been this one.
No.
Paramore. Ready?
Dude, that's sick. Like, why do they have to sample everything? Why can't they just do this?
I'm the party pooper.
Party pooper. Is that Kindergarten Cop?
That one? Yeah. This part? He's saying arf, arf, arf. He's like making fun of the arfing. We'll just arf, arf too.
So is this a whole band? Is it one dude that just goes nuts?
I don't know, dude. No! Yes, it's awful! Let me see if I can find something in their bio.
You hit the kid, I hit you.
Fun. That's pretty fun.
Dude, we are torturing our list between Taylor Swift and this.
In tune, you arf arf too. All right, here comes your nostalgia.
Yeah, Smashing Pumpkins. But it's not Bullet with Butterfly Wings. It's Tonight. And Paramore again. And Green Day.
Where's the Green
Day? Wow, Green Day is a...
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Oh my god. Mr. Brightside? It's killing me. Dude, the Killers like rock too, man. This is like, okay, I'm in. Now you're mine. And Panic. Ooh. He is making fun of our farf, dude.
Like you knew. Party's over. Everyone go home. There you go.
Dude. That is like actually just like a song quiz. A movie and song quiz. That's all it is.
Yeah, so you can lose track of time like listening to a lot of their stuff.
Yeah.
And so I remember listening to the John Candy quite a bit in 2022. You know, that was like in the middle of COVID.
Yeah.
And just spending a lot of time doing that. Not the middle. It's like the end, you know, when everyone's like going back to work and, you know. But there's some really good songs. But there's also a lot of songs with like explicit stuff. So like I want to listen to it really loud, like in the truck. But whenever I'm like driving somewhere, like there's usually the family. Oh, so yeah. It's like, oh, I can't just like sit down and listen to this. And I want to listen to it, so I can't like work at the same time because then I'm not actually listening.
Yeah.
You know, it's like background music. And so.
Your kids are going to go to school and be like, potty pooper.
Yeah, that one, I'll totally have play that one.
Yeah,
they'll be like, Dad, you know that part where someone says the world is a vampire? What if they made a whole song like that? You know? Or a whole song like Paramore, and I'm like, well, actually, that's fun.
Actually.
It is actually.
Yeah, that's crazy. There was, like, that moment, like, whatever that was, and there was, like, seven songs, like, just being sampled
at once. Yeah, like, the breakdown section of the song,
yeah.
3/4 of the way through, where it's like, here's this one, here's that one, here's this one.
Yeah, that was crazy. Well, I like that. That was unique. Thanks, Heavy Metal Prophet.
Yeah.
The John Candy.
Yep, clever stuff.
What's your favorite John Candy movie?
I don't even know a John Candy movie.
Okay. Uncle Buck?
So that's John Candy?
Plane, Trains, and Automobiles?
I know the movie, but I
Cool Runnings?
I know that movie. I know the movies, I just don't know the guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you do. He's big, big boy.
Yeah, okay. Name a bunch of movies he's in. Home Alone.
Yeah. He's the Polka King in the Midwest. That's what I was saying.
That's what I know him from. Oh. It's from that one line in the movie.
You never seen Plane, Trains, and Automobiles?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I made a reel a long time ago with Dogs and Grow Beards All Over by Devil Wears Prada. He's driving in the car.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Plane, Trains, and Automobiles.
Okay, I remember seeing the movie with my dad when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's a great one. It's like a Thanksgiving movie, which like never is made. So that's kind of cool to watch.
Ah, dang. He died a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And young. From a heart attack. Yeah. Age 43.
Sad.
Well, now that we've talked about John Candy.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Bluey. mainstream metalcore.
Well, this was our 11th episode and might be our final. Nah, it was fun.
Just wait for what happens. Our 13th episode will be really weird.
Why?
Because 13 is an unlucky number.
Oh, man. True. But, you know, I think that's what core values is. It's like, dude, this is what came out this week. We don't control it. We're just having fun, dude. That's what we do. We just meet, we have fun, and we talk about it. And if that means that we have to listen to Taylor Swift again, I'm not against it.
So I was thinking... And maybe I'll say it on the podcast and listeners can be like, yeah, do it. Or, well, most of you just say, yeah, do it
Right. Like, we don't get actual.
You guys are all too positive. No one's like, yeah. No, guys, stop doing that. That doesn't work. Everyone's just like, it's great. Keep going.
How do you feel about my intro last week talking about my poop anxiety? Everyone, great idea.
How's that?
Do it again. Do it again.
Art. That was the conversation. But what I'm getting at, like on weeks like this week when there isn't a lot, so I think there was actually like six new songs that I picked, right? And I added in one that was from a couple months ago, and then But if we did our new releases, new songs, and then like I brought a song, you brought a song,
That we could. I was thinking about that too.
And then patrons pick a song, but
like something that we're listening to like right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you know, I don't want to go too long with these episodes, and we're already about to hit an hour, so.
Yeah.
Just a thought. So, I guess we'll wrap up with this. Thanks everyone for listening to us. We hope you have a great week. Yeah. We'll hear you. We'll see you next week. You'll hear us. We won't see you or you. Wow.
English. We'll be back. We will be back with number 12, Gary.
There'll be another one. follow us on Instagram and Facebook and. Join our Discord server, become a patron. You can buy us a cup of coffee on there and get access to ad-free episodes and early access to episodes and behind-the-scenes stuff. But, thank you, everyone, that's been, like, leaving reviews on our episodes and stuff.
Did you see the latest Apple review?
I didn't.
Okay, can I read it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, so let me pull it up. It says, and it's from Poga Rocks. And he left us a 5-star review, and he said, Tyler and Gary, they make podcasts great again.
Did we tell them to say that?
We did say that in an episode. They're listening to the end. Dude, that's great.
Yeah, I think we did say it. Yeah, just copy-paste that. Well, thank you, Poga Rocks. That's awesome. Yeah, we've also got a lot of reviews and like feedback on like our episodes. People are leaving stuff on there.
That's our next on, merch. Like,
Spotify.
Drop. Red hat font, make podcast great again.
Yeah, but there's no logo on there. We'd sell it. People are like, what's that front?
Or just like a hat that says like I missed four today or something like that, you know? Like I feel like we could sell a lot of those. You know? Yeah. Anyways. Yep. Bring back Christ Core, something like that.
Make Christ Core great again. Anyway.
Yes. killing me. That's it right
all
there.
Right. We're wrapping up here. This is literally the end. But thank you everybody for listening. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening.